Close to 30 citizens commented at Monday night's meeting, and after the decision to remove wetland protections from the county's comprehensive plan, reaction from opponents was swift.
And you don't give a damn about us and our kids. How many arrests are you? Yeah, what you've done sucks. I'm sorry. It's a bad thing that you've done.
Environmentalists say omitting a 75-foot buffer zone around wetlands will cause irreparable harm to Wakulla's natural beauty. But not everyone agrees. John Lender owns property bordering a wetland. He says the county's buffer zone has made his property useless.
At one point, I know it's 75, but you can get down to 35-foot. And I could get it on all sides but one by a few feet. And I just kind of feel disappointed that I'm sitting here paying property taxes on something that is basically a worthless piece of dirt. I can't do anything with it.
Like Lender, many proponents of repeal have argued buffer zones infringe on their property rights. In response, Wakulla County commissioners have voted three different times to repeal and amend the Wetland Protection Ordinance and conservation language from the comprehensive plan. But their action always needed further approval from the planning commissioners. Robert Alessi is one of those commissioners. He's also the only planning official to vote against repeal. He says property owners are exaggerating limits on development.
I don't see what the big hubbub is about this. Nobody has said anything to me to that we've heard tonight to justify why, if we've already had it for all of these years and it's been functioning, why isn't it functioning?
Conservationists in the county contend that science shows further development around wetlands will harm already struggling ecosystems and reduce revenue generated by tourist attractions like glass-bottomed boats. Victor Lambau, founder of the Wakulla Wetlands Alliance, says he's surprised at the Planning Commission's vote, but is undeterred in his mission to keep wetland protections in place.
We are focusing on the county referendum, and we are collecting signatures to put it on the ballot to the next general election. And the way we're going, we think that we will be successful in getting it on the ballot. Then it would be up to the people.
If Lambau's petition makes it to the ballot and is approved by voters, it would cement wetland protections in the county charter by requiring a unanimous county commission vote in order to amend or repeal protections in the future. The Wakulla County Commission is expected to approve the planning and zoning recommendations November 4th. For WFSU News, I'm Ryan Benck.